This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are about to start in Revelation chapter 20 here today. And this week, we're almost done with this book. We've been in it for quite some time, probably almost a year now. And after we're done with this, we're going to go to the book of Acts is where we'll be next. And that's what I'm teaching at church, at Island Community Church. We just started that a couple weeks back, and we are in chapter 2, and I'm teaching that Thursday nights from 6 to 7, and you are invited if you live around here in this area. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You're invited Thursday night, 6 to 7. We're in Acts chapter 2. Here today, we're in Revelation chapter 20. Lord God, we ask for your blessings now on our study. Lead us and guide us. Speak to us through your word where we know that you speak. We listen for your voice. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers, deceiving ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible I'm using here today is my EMTV New Testament with Greek Psalms and Proverbs. This is available if you're interested. For more information, you can go to WGODradio.com and click on the link there. That says WGOD Bibles. That'll take you to the page that many of you know. I'm a Bible translator. In the work that I've done, not only the New Testament, but I've translated the Greek Old Testament known as the Septuagint. So this Bible here that I have is the New Testament. It's the Byzantine Majority Text New Testament, close cousin of the King James Version, as well as the Greek, the Psalms from the Greek Septuagint, which are a little bit different. And they're quoted right and left by the authors, the writers of the New Testament. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself quotes from it. That's how you know what you're doing is all right. When Jesus quotes from your Bible translation and yours alone, you know you're doing something right. Now, I'm all joking aside. He hasn't quoted from my Bible translation, but he's quoted from something known as the Greek Septuagint. All right, you say, Esposito, where's that? All right, when Jesus said, have you not read, out of the mouth of babes and infants you have perfected praise? I challenge you to find that in your Bible. And if you don't, unless if you have my Bible, or unless if you have a translation from the Greek Septuagint, you ain't going to find that in your Bible. That's not what's in Psalm chapter 8, I think it's verse 2 or 3, where it says, in the traditional Bibles, out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have ordained strength. But Jesus said, you have perfected praise. You see, well, what gives? Well, he's quoting from the Greek Septuagint, and that was the Bible of the Apostles. That's why I've called my Old Testament translation the Apostles' Bible, because it's a much closer representation of the Bible that they would have carried around in their back pocket. That's available through this ministry, the Old Testament, or this one I have right here in my hand right now, the EMTV New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs from the Greek Septuagint. That's available through this ministry if you're interested. Once again, WGODradio.com. Now, we're in Revelation. We're in chapter 20. Now, this chapter here presents the fact that Christ will reign on earth for 1,000 years. If this chapter is taken literally, it is relatively simple to understand what is meant. However, since many Bible interpreters have rejected the idea that there'll be a reign of Christ on earth for 1,000 years after his second coming, then this chapter is given an unusually large number of diverse interpretations, all designed to eliminate a literal millennial or 1,000-year reign. Now, here, prior to getting started, there are three main viewpoints. Perhaps you've heard it before. You've heard pre-millennials and millennialist and post-millennial and amillennial. This is what they mean. I take the Bible literally when possible, and I think that you're good to do that. That's what you should do. When it says that we live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years, I believe, if possible, we ought to take that literal. Some people don't believe that. They're called amillennialists. Anytime you put an A in front of something, it negates it, like atheist or agnostic means stupid or no knowledge. Atheist means without God and lost. Here it's amillennial. Millennial, millennium is 1,000. A in front of it means someone who doesn't believe in the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Now we're getting to Catholics and Presbyterians for the most part, except for people like J. Vernon McGee believed in it, and Donald Barnhouse and some others believed in the 1,000-year reign of Christ. So there's three. There's post-millennialism. According to this view, the 1,000 years represents the triumph of the gospel in the period leading up to the second coming of Christ. The return of Christ will follow the millennium. Basically, this is an optimistic view that Christ will reign spiritually on earth through the work of the church and the preaching of the gospel. This view has been largely discarded in the 20th century. Oh, I can see why. The second major view, like I just said, amillennialism, which denies there is any literal millennium or reign of Christ on the earth. The millennial reign of Christ is reduced to a spiritual reign in the heart of believers. This reign is either over those on earth who put their trust in him or over those in heaven. Both the amillennial and postmillennial views must interpret Revelation chapter 20 in a non-literal sense. We're going to get to that in a minute. The third point of interpretation, premillennialism, so named because it interprets Revelation chapter 20 as referring to a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ following his second coming. Now, that's what I believe is the correct interpretation. Now, let's move on here. Revelation chapter 20. Let's start into this chapter. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he seized the dragon, that serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole world. And he bound him for 1,000 years. All right, there's the first reference. Does 1,000 years mean 1,000 years, or is it just a code word for something else? You know, like when Peter says, you know, a day is like, see, that's the key, is like, you know, a day or as. A day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. Now, that's one that you can't take literal. That's not what that means. It just means that God doesn't reckon time like you and I do. So, again, he sees the dragon, that serpent of old. So, now these are more cues in this book that we know everything represents something here. We know the lamb represents Christ. We know the dragon represents Satan. I mean, this book is fairly easy to understand when you understand all the players in here. When you see someone that has two horns like a lamb but speaks like a dragon, you ought to know who that is. That's a counterfeit Christian. We just looked in the last chapter that the word calls him the false prophet. Again, he seized. Now, this is the mighty angel. I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he sees the dragon, that serpent of old, who was called the devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole world, and he bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and locked and sealed it over him so that he should deceive the nations no more until, now it says this, until the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a short time. Notice, please, the definite article. That is the word T-H-E. Anytime you have that, this must be taken literally like this. So that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years. This is a specific period of time that, in my humble opinion, is a number that you are meant to take literal. So even heading into the millennium, we see that Satan has not been destroyed yet. He's just locked into this bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and then we're going to see a little bit later, he's going to be released again. Also notice in these last couple minutes here, we'll pick it up tomorrow, starting in verse 4, and looking at the saints' reign with Christ for 1,000 years. We'll get to that in this first resurrection here coming up in our program tomorrow. But again, look at the MO of Satan and what he does. He sees the dragon, that serpent of old. This is, of course, a reference to take you all the way back to Genesis when it's the serpent. Remember what Eve said, the serpent deceived me, or the King James says beguiled me. The serpent deceived me and I ate. Here we see again this dragon, that serpent of old, who is called the devil, that's ho diablos, and Satan. Satan is the Hebrew word for the accuser. He who deceives the whole world, this is what he does. He deceives people. It's all in the lie. That's the power that Satan has over people, is the lie. He gets people to believe the lie. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said. I leave you with this thought today. When he said in John chapter 8, he says, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free or set you free. It's the power, it's the knowledge of the truth, my friend. It's the knowledge of the truth that sets you free. All of you out here, children of God, all of you believers, you Christians that are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's the knowledge of the truth that sets you free. Once you shine the light of truth, the devil and his demons and his minions, they scatter like roaches. Whence the light is shined. He deceives the whole world. Remember what it means to be deceived. This is what it is. Here's my definition of it. It's to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Once you shine the light in darkness, the roaches all scatter. He deceives the whole world. That's where we're going to pick it up here in our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.